This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. The General Motors presentation at the North American International Auto Show yesterday had a few surprise guests. One of them was the governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm. Madeline Brand, on the scene there in Detroit, spoke to the governor before the event to ask her about the outlook for the future of the car industry in Michigan.
Governor Jennifer Granholm, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Madeline.
Governor, when we last spoke in December, the automakers were still seeking a federal bailout. Well, they got one, $17.4 billion, a lot less than what they had been asking for. Will it be enough or will they need more?
Well, it won't be enough to be able to completely transform the auto industry. You may recall, of course, they were asking for $34 billion, and so they got about half of that, and two of the three did. But it is a start to be able to complete the conversation with the Obama administration. Everyone wants to see transformation of the auto industry and a move toward electric vehicles and hybrid plug-ins and all of that. And the auto industry wants to get there as well. It just requires a significant amount of investment.
Well, what do you want specifically from the Obama administration and from the new Congress?
I think there needs to be several things that happen. First of all, what they are talking about right now with a significant economic recovery plan and an investment in the electric grid is going to have to be part of the system of delivery of energy to vehicles. And so if you want to plug in your electric car, you have to make sure when you plug it in that the grid is able to provide you with the energy, right? So you have to have a smart grid that is able to do that, and that investment's going to have to happen as part of this. You have to have the ability for people to buy electric cars, and right now the battery is very expensive. And so tax credits to be able to level out that playing field is very, very important so that when people buy these electric cars, they're not, they don't have to mortgage their future.
Well, what you're talking about, these are massive projects which could take many, many years to complete.
Some are and some are not. Obviously, the upgrade of the electric grid across the nation is a massive project, and that's going to require significant commitment on the part of the Obama administration long term. But certainly the investment right now in research, development, assembly, production of batteries, that is much more short term. They are on the cusp of a lot of breakthroughs in battery technology that will enable people to go for 40 miles, 100 miles on a single charge. That's exactly what's necessary. And they need to be able to retool, they, meaning the auto companies, need to be able to retool their factories to produce vehicles that can accept a battery of that size into the vehicle and not have it powered by necessarily an internal combustion engine, which is what they're used to. So that can happen rather quickly. In fact, at the auto show, you'll see a lot of cars that are in the pipeline now that are plug-in electric vehicles, not just the Volt, but every one of the automakers have a plan for a plug-in electric vehicle, and that's very exciting.
The automakers need to present their restructuring plans in February, and I'm wondering, we've been talking about what you want the government to do, the federal government. What do you want the automakers to do and to say that they're doing in terms of changing the way they operate?
Everybody has a role to play, and certainly the auto industry's got a very significant role in making us energy independent. I think they've got to demonstrate that they are not Luddites, that they are not going to slow down or resist the desire to move to more fuel-efficient vehicles or vehicles that don't run on gasoline at all. So that, I think, they will be presenting a plan to do. And obviously, you can't do that overnight. But ultimately, I believe that after this period of restructuring and refocus, that we will emerge, we as a state, but certainly the auto industry as an industry, will emerge with a stronger, leaner, and more fuel-efficient industry, more fuel-efficient vehicle.
Many auto analysts believe that there won't be a recovery for many, many years in terms of how many vehicles are sold. It won't reach the heyday of the last few years, possibly for until 2012 or possibly beyond. And, you know, one analyst is quoted as saying that the internal problems of the big three automakers are so great, there's no way they can survive without government help for several years. Do you agree with that?
I think there has to be a partnership that is ongoing, like there is a partnership with the auto industries in other countries. They recognize that everyone has a role to play, that the government needs to step up to the plate and provide universal access to affordable health care and not put that burden entirely on industry, whether it's auto industry or any other industry. That has to be a partnership with with any company and with the federal government. So they have a role to play in that. They have a role to play in investment in research and development, like they do in other countries. So yes, there is going to have to be a long-term partnership with a recognition that long-term the United States as a nation needs to be independent of foreign oil.
Is one problem, though, that with falling consumption and falling sales, that the auto industry won't have the money or the ability, really, to invest in R&D?
Yeah, I think that there is a concern about that, and that's why this economic stimulus effort and the economic recovery is so important. The reason why automotive sales have dropped off is because people don't have the income to be able to purchase right now. In normal times, you would see a normal level of sales, but these are not normal times, and certainly the first piece of discretionary income that people will forego are very large consumer products like a vehicle. So as long as this economic recovery is slow, the auto sales will be slow, and that's why it's so important in tandem for this economy to get back on track and for the Obama administration to be able to get into office and pass that economic recovery.
Well, let's say that auto sales don't get back on track for the next several years. Your state has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, 9.6%, according to the latest figures. What do you plan to do?
We are retraining people like crazy and diversifying this economy. You know, for 100 years, we've been the automotive capital of the world, and we're very proud of that. And we intend to continue to remain the automotive capital of the world, even if the automobile is a different product than what it was in the past. But we should have, as a state long ago, diversified our economic base, because when you have, you know, your economy resting on one stool, and that's that one leg of the stool, that stool gets knocked over, you know, there's not much else to stand on. That's why we have aggressively focused on investing and creating jobs in other areas, like in life sciences and advanced manufacturing and alternative energy, which we think is a huge opportunity for us, especially as a state, because we put the world on wheels. We feel like we have a moral obligation to make those wheels run on fossil-free energy. And so, therefore, we're really investing in training people for long-term, whether it's energy efficiency installation for retrofitting of existing older buildings or energy generation. So you name it, we are investing our efforts in diversifying our economy and training people for those new jobs that won't be outsourced.
Governor Jennifer Granholm, Governor of Michigan, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Madeline.